This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted to welcome to the Radio Cafe Zibel Kekilli. She's an award-winning actress in German and American films and television. She played Shay in Game of Thrones, and she stars in the film When We Leave, which screens at the Jean Cocteau Cinema today and tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday at 9:30 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
It's just great to have you here. Such an incredibly powerful movie, this movie, When We Leave. It's about a German woman from a Turkish family. She escapes from her violent, abusive husband in Turkey. It's very scary. What are the origins of the story?
My director wrote that story for over 7 years. And of course, there are some similar points in that story with this girl who died in Germany because the brother shot her. Hatun Sürücü. She wanted to have just, you know, normal life. Normal, like, you know, free life. Just doing what she wanted to do. She had a child, a son, I think he was 6 or 7 years old. So, but the family didn't want to have that kind of lifestyle. And they killed her in Germany. So there is some similar points in that story, of course.
And it's almost mind-boggling that this kind of thing actually happens. It happens very rarely in Germany. It happens more often in Turkey and places like that.
Yes, that's true. But also, even if you can say it's, of course, in Turkey happened that often more than in Germany, there's still, unfortunately, it still happens. And that's a sad thing.
So your character in this film is a woman with a small child. She leaves her horrible husband. We hate him from the very beginning. But without meaning to, by that action of self-protection and protection of her son, and you think about this son who's the sweetest, most beautiful child, and you think as you're watching him, she's not only protecting herself, but she's protecting him from growing up to be one of them.
Yes. Yes, that's the point.
Yeah.
If she wouldn't have the child, maybe she would go back or, you know, stay there. But, you know, to have a child makes it even more complicated. And that's the reason. And if she wouldn't have a child and she would go back to her parents, maybe the pressure would be less. So because they're a child, she wanna protect him to be like his father. But that's also the same, it's a problem as well for the family because they think, hey, you have a child, so you have to go back because this child needs a father.
Right. And the whole idea of honor and
bringing
disgrace to the family through self-protection, I mean, it's a great plot for a movie because, I mean, these are the conflicts where there's no good choices.
That's true, yeah. And I have to say, I don't understand this whole honor thing. If you would ask these guys, the father or the brothers or husbands, I'm sure they couldn't even explain you what honor means.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder, because here is this example of a woman who grew up in Germany, speaks perfect German, is perhaps at least as German as she is Turkish.
Yeah.
And then these are the people who are little by little trying to engender social change and bring about changes to this incredibly violent society. I mean, it's a society that's based on male dominance and enforced by violence.
That's true.
When you bring changes to that, I found myself wondering what happens. I mean, does the whole structure fall apart? Does it become something else that still retains some cultural integrity?
You know, I don't know. I think the big issue is you can't change it as long as the mothers raising their kids up like a small macho guy who's taking care of all their sisters. Because the problem is the mothers are responsible. The male, you know, the father, you know, how do you say it? The male thinks like that? That for every problem or for every issue, what goes wrong, the mom, the mother, is responsible for that. So she didn't do a good job as a mother, she didn't control the daughters, she didn't raise up the guy or the boy in a really, really good way. She should do, and that's a problem. So sometimes even the females, the women, they are so much under pressure that they are more and more dominated than the men. Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. they're so scared of. And the issue is, in that whole world, to be frightened, the fear, to, you know, the fear of what the people, what they're going to tell or what they're going to talk about our family, the fear about losing, I'm saying now the word honor, losing face, and. That's a big problem. And they're using sometimes, or you know, many times, unfortunately, their religion for it.
It's such a difficult position for the woman to be in, because on the one hand, she's completely responsible,
yeah.
and on the other hand, she has no power.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a really good thing what you're saying. But absolutely, yes. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah. Very interesting. So, I mean, you are yourself of Turkish origin
mm-hmm.
and was born and raised in Germany. What kind of changes are you seeing?
Oh, God, it's really difficult, Marichard, because it's like, I have the feeling that my generation or the generation after me, I'm telling them the fourth generation in Germany, that they're making steps back because, you know, they're not really integrated or they're seeing it like, you know, the first generation were here in Germany, like just as a guest, they wanted to go back. The second generation was, okay, maybe we're going to stay here, maybe not, but still we're not integrated because it's really difficult. I think there is a difference between if you are in a Muslim culture, the integration, it's really difficult then for both of, you know, both sides.
Germans and Turkish.
Because the Germans think, oh, okay, you know, they're just guests here. And I know from facts in Germany that, for example, if you're a young boy, you look a bit Turkish or, how do you say it, Arabic maybe. It happened often that you're not getting in a club because you look like that.
So just utter racism, prejudice.
Yes, so that's a, you know, that's a big problem, which making the hole between Turkish and German sides or, you know, maybe Arabic sides, it's more making bigger and bigger and bigger, so the integration is getting worse. And that's the reason why I think a lot of, you know, after me, the fourth generation, making steps back because they think, I understand them somehow, that they think, look, they don't integrate me here or they don't accept me here, so I have to, I can't go in a club, so why should I try it again in a German club? So then I'm going to a Turkish club. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm going to have Turkish friends. And then it's even this movie, When We Leave, or my, you know, first movie, Head On, it was about the Turkish-German communication as well, but, you know, another story. A lot of Turkish people, they felt insulted because of that movie. They were like, we had the Q&A in Germany, and a guy asked us, not all of them, but a Turkish guy was like, what kind of movie you did there? You know, it's like showing us in a bad light. And we were like, no. Did you watch When We Leave? You know, we just show it 1.5 hour ago. It shows, you know, no one is guilty, real guilty. It's just the cultural pressure.
Yeah.
That's it. But they don't understand that.
Well, and that's the thing that I think is so powerful about this movie. We're talking about the film When We Leave, and we're joined by Sibel Kekili, who is the star of this movie. There's nobody who is an unsympathetic character in the whole movie. Even the most violent, well, maybe the husband at the beginning, but we only see him for,
that's true,
for
yeah.
a minute. But the older brother, who clearly has internalized all the violence that he was taught, you can see how conflicted he is. The father,
yes.
who is I mean, you want to give him a hug. He's a sort of lovely, middle-aged man who's worked so hard. Mm-hmm. The mother, who is clearly a very loving person and caught in this powerless situation.
Yes.
The youngest brother.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Who is in that beautiful moment between childhood and adulthood.
Yeah.
Where he's so vulnerable and so sweet, but learning this horrible stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just sitting here watching the movie and I love them all.
Yeah.
Which makes it so much more painful.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, I wish I could, you know, talk like, do like in a fluent English, because you just explain it so well, Mary Charlotte. It's, I think every single word more, it just would destroy what you described about this movie, but it's shows just how desperate are they, you know. As you said, even he's 16, this, you know, younger boy, he's a child, you know, he can't handle this pressure. The older brother, it's the same, you know, he's maybe more like, hey, I have to do this, this is our duty, so we have to do that, but it's like having two hearts in your soul.
Yeah. What is that like for you? I mean, as somebody who's from both cultures.
It's really hard. I mean, I feel more German because I was born in Germany. I have more German friends. And because, can you say that free-minded? Because I'm really free-minded. A lot of Turkish people, they have some problems with me and with my thinking. So I have my difficulties, but still, I love my culture. You know, if there is a party and there is Turkish music, you can see my Turkish culture is coming out and I can, you know, I'm dancing Turkish and I'm enjoying it. And I have Turkish friends. I love to be with them, you know. But it's the same thing. I have two hearts in my soul and I feel like the Turkish people, you know, they don't understand me at all. And the Germans, they understand me more, but they're still, they think, you know, in their heads, not all of them, but sometimes, you know, oh, you're Turkish. Because a lot of, you know, even in German, journalists are asking me, do you dream in German or in Turkish? And I think, why you're asking me that, you know? Would you ask that to a German actress as well? I'm German. I was born here. I speak fluently German. I hope so. Better than my Turkish. So it breaks my heart. And, you know, to see that stuff, the problems, the issues, like when you can't get in a club, when you can't, you know, if you're, for example, if a boy or a guy or man calling a landlord for asking for a rent for a flat, and he says his Turkish name. I heard a lot of stories that they said, no, it's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The same thing happens in the United States.
Yeah, okay. Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's... Yeah, they have... There's a whole profession of people who test landlords.
No.
So a black person will go and try to rent a apartment, and then 15 minutes later, a white person will go. And they're just
really?
Testing them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And not everybody passes.
Oh, God. Okay. That's sad. I'm sorry that I'm smiling, but it's really sad. So it's the same problem in Germany as well. And it breaks my heart, you know. For example, as I said, when you do that kind of movies, the Turkish people feeling like insulted, and you think, no, but, you know, just relax, you know. They're not really able to take criticism. So please, you know, just relax. I don't want to... And don't push me or don't put pressure on me if I don't believe in the same religion as you do, or if I was maybe Muslim and I'm not anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of my female friends, they're living on their own and they have a lot of, you know, they have many problems when they meet some Turkish guys. They were like, even my friends are 35, 36. The guys are like, oh, you live alone on your own? Why is that like that? You know, they think still really traditional. It's
right.
Really hard.
So they think that a woman who's not married should be living with her family?
Still, yeah.
Yeah.
I really, my friends had so many problems. They, you know, a friend of mine, she had some relationships, but you knew it, this guy never, or these guys never, you know, took it seriously, because they thought, yeah, okay, she lives on your own like a German girl, so they think it's a bad way. It isn't. It's not my thinking, don't get me wrong. And so it's just, you know, for 1 year or maybe 4 months. And then if I marry a girl, she should be Turkish or at least Muslim.
Yeah. And then you look at, there's a certain coolness to German culture. Although I have to say the Germans come off very well in this film when we leave. I mean, they have a social system that works very well and the police are pretty amiable. And
yeah.
I mean, the people whom your character works with in the restaurant are kind to her. And,
yeah.
you know, the Germans are looking good in this film. But at the same time, I mean, speaking as a German, and I love my German family, but there is a kind of coolness and characteristics of German culture that may not be quite as warm and family-oriented as a Turkish or a Southern culture. And you know, you watch this film and you love how close the family is.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
wish you could have that closeness without the downside.
Yeah, absolutely. That's again, Marshall, I have to say, you described it very well. That's the other side of, you know, that kind of culture, is this being close to the family. If someone is against you, they're, of course, you know, trying to protect you in a good way as well. So it could be in a bad way, like in this movie. And it could be also in the same way, you know, in a good way, like, hey, nobody should hurt you.
Exactly.
My girl or my boy or something like that. It's that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So the film is called When We Leave. Mm-hmm. And you, I'm just going to say, you played this role with so much subtlety and power and vulnerability. And I mean, there's dialogue in the film, but a lot of it is nonverbal. And what you did nonverbally and what you showed was very powerful and very, very beautiful. And I was wondering, I mean, was the film written with you in mind?
No, not at all. I'm touched right now. Thank you. Not at all. I have to say, now she's my friend, the director, now after the movie, but I didn't know her before the movie. And she was at the beginning, no, we don't want to have Sibel. So because, you know, she had in her mind like, she's famous for a German-Turkish movie, Head On, and it was a big success. So we don't want to have her again, even it's a really different kind of movie. But, you know, again, in a German-Turkish movie, we want to have someone else, maybe a new face, new person. And they were looking, you know, a long time for this role. At the end, I have to say, my agent she knew her. So she was in touch with her and she said, okay, look, give her a chance, you know, just look how it's going. And then it happened. At the end, she was like, okay, Sibel, come to the audition. And after that, she said, okay, let's do this. Let's try it.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful for that. She's an amazing person. I mean, she's German, or she's Austrian, actually. Feo Alada is the director. She's married to a Turkish guy. And when I read the script, I was like, Alada is a Turkish name? It's a Turkish woman, because no one else can write like that, you know, without prejudice, without pointing with your finger on, hey, he's guilty.
Right.
And it wasn't like that. And I was like, and then I met her and there was a tall, blonde woman.
Right.
And I was like, is it you? You write this? You wrote the script? I can't believe it. And I really, how do you say it? I really appreciate that. It's amazing.
Well, it's interesting because correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like there was the woman writer and director, cinematographer, editor,
was very much
a woman-made film.
Yeah, that's true. And it's really important because, you know, now these days there are a lot of discussions, I think here as well, about how male-dominated this business is. And in Germany as well, and it was really, really special thing even, you know, to have that kind of role for me as well. As a male, it's my opinion, as a male actor, you're, you know, going from one leading role to the next leading role. you have so many possibilities to act and to have a really, really good role. As a female, as an actress, is so hard. If you're lucky, you will get this chance maybe when maybe in 10 years. Because when I started with Head On, an actress told me she was 20 years older than me at that time. And she said to me, and I didn't understand that that time, she told me, Siba, you're so lucky with this role because you will see, you will get that kind of really important female leading role maybe in 10 years again. And I really felt lucky with that. So,
yeah, it's really not fair.
That's true. Absolutely not.
I mean, do you think that if we had more women screenplay writers, that would shift?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Because I have to say, maybe, for example, George R. R. Martin, my friend, when you watch Game of Thrones, there are so many important female roles, characters, you think, wow. And George is a man, right? He's a writer. You can see that he loves women characters, female characters. So I think it depends how you create it and how you see a human being, how you see a woman. Sometimes I have the feeling if a woman write that, only sometimes, not, you know, I don't want to generalize. There is sometimes always like, you know, how can I say it? Jealousy, like, you know, okay, look, I don't want to have a female in that part. A man should do this. And maybe also, you know, it's difficult for them as well. They maybe think, hey, if I write a story about a woman, maybe it's more difficult to sell it. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, really, the whole business ultimately has to be equal.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I mean, I think the thing that's so hard is it's not that there are no female roles, but there's not so many good female roles.
That's true. In German, is a saying, Kirsche auf dem Sahnehäubchen, sherry on the top of a cream, ice cream. So you have to look always beautiful, you know, beautiful and shining beside a
right.
guy.
Beside a guy who's doing actual things.
Yeah, that's true. So that's also, you know, I never understood this conversation about, because a lot of people, or not a lot, but you know, some people told like or said, hey, in Game of Thrones, but the women are not that strong. I think it was not fair. If you watch Game of Thrones, you see, you know, Cersei, she's a really powerful woman.
It's full of powerful women.
Full. Actually, you know, even I think Shay was, you know, in kind of a way, in her own small world, somehow she tried to dominate man in her way.
Well, she used what power she had within her
yes.
limited circumstances.
Absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a, well, you know, there's so many questions about filmmaking. I mean, I read somewhere that you want to make sure that you were not typecast too much
yeah.
and always play a Turkish role.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you can play any German role or any role.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm doing a crime series now. I have been doing it for 5 years in Germany. Actually, my part, why I'm telling that is that I have a German part. Really, you know, German. Sarah Brand is her name.
Yeah.
And still, after 5 years, the journalist asking me, was it your idea to give her a German name? Why she's not Turkish? And I'm like, What are we talking about?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. I'm doing a job, you know, and I hope I'm doing it good. So that matters. That's it. And I feel really lucky to have my Turkish roots, because without the Turkish roots, I couldn't play this role like in When We Leave.
Right. Now, the film When We Leave, I mean, could you tell us a little bit more about the response to it? I mean, you talked about how some Turkish people were unhappy with the way they were portrayed, but what kind of effect do you see this film having? Because this is the kind of film that a filmmaker makes in order to have an effect, in order to change minds mm-hmm. and to get people thinking and talking.
Mm-hmm. I think that that was the most important thing, to think about it and to have a discussion about it, you know, to maybe if the Germans watch this movie, or maybe other cultures as well, that they can see, okay, we shouldn't maybe have, of course it's not a right thing to kill your own daughter. I'm fighting with Terre Femme, with a women organization against honor killings. But, you know, maybe they should try or start to understand, okay, this little boy, the brother who did maybe, who wanted to kill her, is also under pressure. He's desperate. There is no way out because the culture is so, so big and it's, you know, it's so huge and it's just on your shoulders and yeah. You can't handle it.
Yeah, it's so much bigger than any individual.
Yes.
But did you get that kind of did you have, you know, Turkish or Muslim men responding to this film in a positive way?
Yes, we had actually. And even when we had Q&A or emails, they were like, hey, thank you very much for this movie because it shows also our, how do you say it, no way out situation. But also sometimes I had also women who said, why you're doing this, why you're showing us, like, you know, it was the opposite as well, that they were mad at us that we were showing that. But we had most of the Turkish people, they understood this movie, so they were like, thank you for that, so, you know, not put the finger on us, not you know, showing with the finger on us.
Right. So what's next for you?
It's a good question. Because I'm really, really, you know, as I said, I have been working with Terre Femme for 10 years now. And I had this year a speech at the German President Gauck's place about honor killings. And my next speech will be in Kassel for a women organization again in December, and my next movie project will be I will direct a short documentary over 30 minutes, I think, about the founder Christa Stolle of Terre Femme, of this organization, and we will go to Bulgaria because she's supporting their Roma girls, because it's really sad there. They don't have anything. They don't have jobs. They have to do, you know, be a prostitute. And they are 13, 14 years old. They get pregnant with 13 years old. And she's trying to, you know, to help them to just, you know, I don't know, to learn some sewing. So, and that kind of things. Just being a child.
Yeah. The film is called When We Leave. It screens tonight and tomorrow at 9:30 in the evening at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Zibel Kekili is the star of this film. She's also plays the role of Shay in Game of Thrones, has been in a number of other movies and acts in Germany and television there. A wonderful career. We so look forward to seeing what you do next. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't much as you may think you know what happens at the end of this movie, you may be surprised. So we didn't want to give it away. So
yeah.
Anyway, Zibel, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for the wonderful conversation. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.